Radio.com. Do you ever feel like you're in mentality hell? You have your doctors and or your support systems in place, but you are still in pain. And then, who is your biggest abuser? Could it now be the one staring back at you in the mirror? To be or not to be accountable is really the question when making the journey to get past the pain of misuse. TobeAccountable.com, practical accountability coaching, specializing in mentality rehabilitation and restoration. A proud sponsor of Soul Sista Enterprise.
Trace Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Trace Rio, our only limit is your imagination. Trace Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535. Or you can find us on the web at TraceRioSilver.com. Proud to be a part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at WesternWishes.org.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016.
This is For Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams. And now, She's Gone Country with Becky Christensen Phillips.
At a room on the strip for 10 years in Vegas. Every night she looks in the mirror and she only ages. She's been reading about Nashville and all the records that everybody's buying. Says I'm a simple girl myself, grew up on Long Island. So she packs her bags to try her hand. Says this might be my last chance. She's gone country. Look at them boots. She's gone country. Back to her roots. She's gone country.
Good evening and welcome everybody to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much if you're able to tune in and listen and join the broadcast tonight. First, I want to just say thank you so much to our sponsors, because without our sponsors, we are unable to bring the show to you week after week, and their support and endless, you know, week after week being there for us is just so appreciated. So first, I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for the team at 4 International and 4 Radio. 4 Radio is a media and PR platform that is owned and operated by 4 International, which is a Soul Sister Enterprise, and that's at www.soulsisterenterprise.com. These are a group of ladies out of Southern California that just really come in and really just uplift our shows each and every week. So we thank you for allowing us to bring our show through your station each week. Their station sponsors that support them each and every week, I want to say thank you to, is, of course, Higher Ascent, the Ambassador Program, and B&B Builders and Remodeling. Without them, 4 Radio wouldn't exist. So we thank you for that. And, of course, each week, bringing the show to you, She's Gone Country with Becky. We have our sponsors that underwrite and elevate and uplift us, and with their financial support and any other kind of support that we need, they are always there for us. As Trinity Wellness, Cowboy Up Energy, TobeAccountable.com, Living Room Productions, and Trace Rios Silver and Trophy Buckles. So thank you, thank you, thank you. We appreciate you. There's a few ways you can find our show each week to listen to us. So let me give you those places so that if you're tuning in for the first time or someone's asking and you don't and they don't know how to find us, pretty simple. Just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/4radio, F-O-R-E-R-A-D-I-O, 4radio. Look for the red boots, click those boots every Monday night at 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and you can hear us live. If you are streaming, you can sign up for a free Blog Talk account. With that free Blog Talk account, you have access to the chat room, and you can chat with us there. If you have questions for our guests, I will see them, and I will definitely make sure that I'm able to ask to our guests each and every week. If you are not streaming and you want to catch us through your Bluetooth, if you're driving down the road or you just want to listen on some headphones or on your cell phone, you can call 347-857-3760, and you can hear us live if you want to join in on the conversation each week with our weekly guests. You just need to press 1, and you will go into the host queue. In the host queue, my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, will greet you there, and let me know you're on this line, and we will bring you on to visit with our guests. So that's how you catch us each week live. If you miss our show, though, don't be afraid. Never fear. There's always a way to listen to us in the archives. You can come back to Blog Talk. You can click the link on Facebook, on our Facebook page, She's Gone Country with Becky, or you can go to our website, www.shesgonecountry.us, click the radio show link at the top of the page, and all our archives are right there for your listening pleasure. So there you have it. That's where we're at, and that's how you find us. Please be sure to visit us. Please be sure to leave us comments, anything that you find interesting about our guests. We'd love to hear from you. I just want to say thank you, too. I really just feel like I need to take a quick moment and say thank you, thank you, thank you for those that are listening on our webpage. Our numbers have gone through the roof, and I'm amazed and humbled by watching each month as those numbers continue to climb. So thank you. My co-host tonight, Miss Vicki Christensen-O'Shields, is traveling back from California, and she's actually in flight as we speak, but she will not be joining us this evening. But with me tonight, I appreciate and love so much my guest co-host who is here to command the show with me, and that's Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, how are you tonight?
I'm good. Good evening. I think we have a really nice show and with an amazing person that we dearly love.
Oh, I'm really, really excited about the show tonight. Before we bring our guest on, before we announce her, I want to just take a few minutes. We had the opportunity, and this is why I love 4 Radio so much and the women behind 4. When we are unable to attend an event in a certain area that we don't want to miss, we have a core group of ladies. And everything about She's Gone Country with Becky is all about elevating and empowering everyday cowboys and cowgirls who love God, who love country, who love the Western way of life, to really inspire and educate those that don't so that we can keep the culture of the American cowboy alive and really bridge the gaps in the generations. And this group of ladies just bless me richly. And I want to bring my producer, Maria DiGiovanni, on the line for just a minute because she manned with her team a booth at the Rancho Mission Viejo Rodeo down in Orange County, I believe, and represented us well. It was a great event. She talked to lots of people. We had some great guests come by. So, Maria, are you there?
I am, Becky. It was an amazing experience.
Well, tell us about it. I mean, it was a two-day event, and, you know, how many people do you think strolled through there?
Well, there was over 10,000 people that strolled through. Again, first, let me just say, I only got to watch a little bit of the rodeo, but when we start talking about that, I want Donna Lynn and all of the ladies of this amazing, you know, It's more like a family. It's more that like something that just engulfs you, and I forgot what it was like. So going to the Mission Rodeo and representing She's Gone Country and the history of the Christensen family, that alone, Becky, I underestimated greatly. And it is because there was a woman that came walking by, and God forgive me, but I don't remember her name right now.
Fanny?
Sammy. Okay. Apparently, she is a beautiful soul, and she came by and she saw the book, and the look on her face when I said, "Do you know the Christensen family?" Becky, it brought tears to my eyes, and I really wish that somebody was there, because the look that came through her was so whatever your grandfather taught her or was to her, it was very special to witness that, and I wish you could have been there. I don't know what it is, except for it brought me back to my family back in New Mexico. My mother's side of the family comes from New Mexico, and they went from New Mexico to Central California, and we grew up on ranches and farms, and being in that really brought me back to my roots as well. So I'm so blessed that you've been obedient to what God has been telling you to do, because as I watched the women especially come out on these horses, and again, I don't know why I'm getting so emotional about it. I'm bawling in the grandstands as I'm taking these pictures, and it really, I could feel the essence of Aunt Vicki and your mom, and really, we need that. We need people to see that this is more than just a fad. And when you grow up in Southern California like I did, I was country, then I wasn't country, then you are country, and then you're not country, and it's very confusing, and if I would have grown up in Central California, I probably would have gotten more of what it was that I feel like I've missed all my life, and that is some sense of camaraderie within a group that truly understands what the American culture is supposed to be about. And truly, this is the only culture in that we have in this. So that's what I got from it. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, I appreciate that. And it's a great lead-in, because our guest tonight, and I'm going to bring her on. We have about 3 minutes to our first commercial break, so I'm going to bring her on. But she's an accomplished horsewoman and an internationally acclaimed equine clinician. Her career has encompassed many facets of the Western and Western world. She, too, is a businesswoman who has been recognized by many organizations, including the Western English Manufacturers Association. She's an innovator. She's done a little bit of everything, and I believe that she will speak not only to Maria, to many of the ladies that are listening, and the men. And I'm just blessed beyond all measure to welcome Sharon Camarillo to the show. Sharon, are you there?
I am, Becky, and it's a thrill and an honor to be going country with you. Thank you for the invitation.
Oh, well, thank you so much for joining us. And, Blog Talk Radio is a worldwide platform. So because it's Internet-based, anybody can listen anywhere all over the world. And we have loyal listeners calling in from Canada. We have loyal listeners calling in from Mexico. We have loyal listeners calling in from the island of Crete in Greece. So not to mention everywhere in the U.S. So there's people that will know who you are that listen because of our postings and our marketing, but there are people that will tune in just by the description of the show and listen. So they won't really know who Sharon Camarillo is. So if you could, in the next couple minutes before I go to commercial break, could you tell our audience a little bit about yourself? And then when we come back, we'll dive into it in depth.
Thank you, Becky. You know, I was raised in Southern California, and the Mission Viejo Rodeo has gotten to be such a great program down in Southern California. And, there's a lot of people that really don't understand our lifestyle. And rodeo, though we know it as a sport, it truly is a lifestyle. And I was born with a cowgirl heart to a father who was an aeronautical engineer, and he had passions for travel and airplanes. And for whatever reason, I chose not to be on the beach much, and I always look for a horse or a post that a horse might be tied to, or a pile of manure, optimistically thinking that horse will walk by. And I guess it's just a matter of staying focused and being grateful for the country that we live in that gives us the opportunity to pursue those dreams and goals. And I love the fact that you're using that word empowerment, because our country, the servicemen that fight for our country, our strong heritage, our forefathers, your great legacy, those strong-willed men that had passions and goals, they're the ones that set the the path for us. My father was a veteran and very strong-willed and opinionated, and he said, as long as you're educated, you can pursue your cowgirl ways. And, you know, who would imagine that I've made a living being a cowgirl all my life?
Oh, amen to that.
Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break and station identification. We're already at 15 of the hour, but when we get back, we're going to dive into our interview with Sharon Camarillo. Stay tuned.
ForRadio.com. Since 1997, Tresrio Silver has been providing custom handmade trophy buckles at an affordable price. Family owned, your business is important to us. We are big enough to meet your needs, but small enough to provide that personal touch. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and speak with someone on our design staff. Or go online to www.tresriosilver.com. Let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tresrio Silver, Llano, Texas.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky, and this is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I just want to say thank you again for tuning in this evening. We are joined tonight with my guest co-host, Donalyn Quintana. Donalyn, you with us? How are you so far this hour?
I'm good. I'm just anxious to hear. You know, it's so funny because I know Sharon, but I there's a lot of things I don't know about Sharon, that about her upbringing and where she came from and everything. I've just known her from the times that we were all rodeoing together, and she's been such an inspiring role model for so many people. She's definitely the quintessential cowgirl.
Oh, I like that word. And so joining us tonight are my host, guest co-host, Donalyn's with me tonight. Sorry, I can't talk. My co-host is in the air. Vicki is flying home from California, and I know she's somewhere between Dallas-Fort Worth and Austin, so I'm wishing her a safe flight, a safe landing, and a safe trip home. I know she's been under the weather, so we love her and miss her, and we welcome her back next year, and I know she's just disheartened that she was unable to be here today, but I gave Sharon her love. And Vicki, when you're listening, just know I let Sharon know that you love her and you miss her and you wish you could have been here. But we are honored and blessed to have Sharon Camarillo join us tonight. And, you know, this is a special interview for me because growing up, running around a rugrat under the grandstands, putting dirt in Coke cans and, you know, being the kid in the clown acts and chasing cattle, you know, I knew the name Sharon Camarillo. I knew she was, in my childhood, she was the icon, but I didn't know who she was. And my mother spoke very highly of her. Everybody in my family spoke high of Sharon Camarillo, but I've never met her. So this is an honor to be able to actually sit and have a conversation. So we welcome Sharon Camarillo to the show.
You both are just so dear. I'll tell you, Donalyn, you know, I was counting today. It's been almost 40 years since we were playing.
Can
in
you
the rodeo,
believe that?
Having a great time, and Vicki was under the grandstands, and, you know, the little kids watch our children grow up. Amazing.
That's right. It is really true. I know, hard to believe. When I say 40 years, I just kind of think, is that right? It's just hard to believe. It is. But haven't we been, we've been so blessed because it's a lifestyle that's just, you know, actually it kind of can spoil you. Because it's just an amazing lifestyle and an amazing group of people that really do feel like family, don't they?
Absolutely, and they support one another. And, you know, I've been a traveling horsemanship clinician for the past 40 years, which I graduated from college in business and economics and never have used my major except in my own business. And when I retired from professional rodeo and decided to be a horsemanship clinician or teacher, I thought, oh, you know, when I fall out of the standings, you know, people won't know who I am or was or philosophy or what I stand for. But here I am 40 years after the fact, and my clinics are full, and my 2015 schedule is booked, and I'm so grateful for that. But the big picture is, you know, sometimes I think if I had to just, you know, go through one more lead change, one more, you know, saddle fitting, you know, sometimes you just want the additional inspiration. And what I found is that God's given me the platform of horses and horsemanship to really be able to mentor the deeper qualities in people, like share our lifestyle, our integrity, honesty, communication with horses and people, and just inspire the people that I'm around to be empowered through education, and give them the courage to pursue their dreams and their goals, and be honored that we're all in a country that we have that opportunity.
Amen to that. Yeah. You know, Sharon, I'd like for you, if you would, share with our listening audience. I'm on your website. So for those of you listening, her website is www.SharonCamarillo.com. So SharonCamarillo.com. And I've been reading through your bio and looking through your website. I love your website. There's a little picture on the side of your website that I just love of a group of cowgirls from probably, it looks like maybe even in the 20s. And all I could think about was our bowling shirts at the NFR that said Cowgirl Sister to Donalyn. You know, I look at it through the generations, and it's a cowgirl sisterhood. So how does someone like Sharon Camarillo, who says, and quote-unquote, you call yourself a city-raised, self-made cowgirl from the beaches of Southern California into a National Cowgirl Hall of Fame inductee, tell us what that journey was like. I mean, how did you get from, you know, where you were at on the beaches to really diving into rodeo and never being raised in it?
I don't know. You know, as many fights as I've had with my father, bless his sweetheart, you know, he was all about education, but he really admired people that were strong-willed, which he was. My mother, too, Missouri-raised, you know, show-me kind of a lady, very gracious. And so they had specific expectations for me. Number one, you know, God-fearing, boundaries, good choices. But education had to be really the top of the priority list. That, you know, through education, they both felt that then we all are a little more, have the skills to be able to follow and chase and support those habits. So as a budding cowgirl, you know, and going back just a little before that, my dad made sure we all traveled. So we went to all the national parks. And my goal was to just be able to rent a horse and ride in a pack string for an hour. I mean, I'd groom them, I'd lead them, I'd shovel manure just to be able to be around horses. And then my dad came along and said, we're going to go to the National Finals Rodeo when it was in Los Angeles at the Coliseum. And when I saw the barrel racers and the fast horses and the pickup men and the bucking horses and smelled that and felt the energy, I was hooked and have been for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. So, you know, with that said, we've all done that, you know, and then how do you get the next step? I guess you pick those goals, and then that helps you with the decisions you make. Well, my decisions were never to go to the prom or never to go to the beach unless there was something about a horse involved or a cowboy or a cattleman or a rancher or cow. So I worked at a sales yard up in the San Jacinto area of Riverside County, because I got to be around those kind of people. And we had an auctioneer from Texas and horses and cattle and cattlemen. And so I thought I wanted to be an auctioneer because that put me in the lifestyle around the people that I admired. And from there, we'd turn trash cans over and run around the concrete parking lots on our cow horses after the sales were over and pretend we were barrel racers. And you know, with no skill whatsoever, just a God-given passion to excel and compete. And then I went to the community, so education being the key as far as my father was concerned. I manipulated a decision to go to Pierce Community College over in the San Joaquin Valley that, lo and behold, had an agricultural program and a rodeo team. So with just, you know, honing my skills and having some friends that helped me and loaned horses to me, I was able to excel in that arena, and then had a scholarship to Cal Poly at San Luis Obispo, an athletic scholarship to go on the rodeo team. So I never really pursued barrel racing. I pursued the roping and goat tying and the all-around points, and then realizing after graduation that if I didn't barrel race, I was out of the rodeo business. So that's about the time that I started honing my equestrian skills to become a barrel racer. And, you know, that blessing that God gives you, I guess that self-determination is really what gives you the opportunity to be just a little lucky.
Well, and you said, or in your bio, I read it stated that you were the national intercollegiate world champion. Was that in barrel racing, or was that one of the other events?
It was in goat tying and all around.
Awesome.
Okay.
And I don't know if you know this or not, but I'll just take another few minutes just to brag. My cousin Brett, his little boy Fakus, just won the AJRAH, I believe it is, World Championship for goat tying for 8 and under in the all around.
Well, that was before I had fingernails. Now I take pride in my nice French manicure, you know, that I don't have to swipe the goats. And when the kids come along, and like I have a little step granddaughter, and so she's goat tying, and she goes, "Will you show me how to do that?" I don't think so. I don't want to break my nail.
still have the girly. It's good. You got to have the balance as a cowgirl and the girliness, because there's a balance. We still like to dress up and paint our nails and do all the things, but we're still rough and tough and do what we got to do. So, Sheriff Ashern, what happened after you got out of high school or out of college? Where did it take you from there?
You know, my father thought I should referring back to my father, and I lost him about 2 years ago. He passed away at 92. And, you know, I just going through he and my mother's things, it makes me know them more and admire them more for what they sacrificed in life for us kids. But after school, my dad thought I should have a job, and that was really an imposition to me because I really wanted to spend my time hanging around and riding horses, which we all know doesn't really pay much. So in my infinite wisdom and luck, I took a job as a flight attendant for Western Airlines that merged with Delta Airlines. So I flew as a flight attendant for them. I accepted the leaves of absences they offered during slow times of the year, and then I would haul my horse to wherever the rodeos were, and I would substitute teach to keep my money together and my entry fees paid. Mm-hmm. And during that time, I honed my horsemanship skills and met my husband of 28 years, Leo Camarillo. He was out on the road at the time, and so we were married in 1974.
See, now how did I remember following Leo around, but I don't remember seeing you when I was a kid. What's wrong with me? probably because I chased cattle and not the barrel. So that's probably cattle's, which is, that's so funny. And look at you, though. You were so motivated. You did whatever it took to pursue your dream. And I think that's an important trait. And when we come back, we're going to go into a commercial break here within probably 30 seconds or so. But can we talk about that when we get back? Because I think it's something that's imperative for this generation to learn. And I say this because I have a son entering in as a freshman into college this year. The drive to really get a hold of your passions, because a lot of times they leave high school and they're transitioning to something else. And for instance, my son, he was an athlete through high school, but he's not pursuing that in college. So now he's got this whole new world opening up to him. And that's what I keep telling him, is you can do anything you want to do. You can have anything you want to have if you have the desire and the work ethic and the passion to see it out, and passion is. So when we come back from our commercial break, I want to touch on that with you because I'm impressed. I mean, look all you did just so you could get down the road in rodeo. That says a lot about your character and determination. So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to continue with Sharon Camarillo.
ForRadio.com. Building champions through fitness, finances, and faith. At Trinity Wellness, we believe that through practical application of God's Word, your health and your wealth will be transformed. Trinity Wellness offers top-notch training in exercise, nutrition, and supplementation, and provides the tools to help stabilize and improve your bank account. Let Trinity Wellness be your transformation destination to a new outlook on fitness, finances, and your faith. Find us on Facebook or give us a call at 509-217-8016. Crest Rio Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality buckle. Call today and visit with one of our family design experts about your next trophy buckle. From 1 to 100, each is individually made by hand, one at a time. Remember, at Crest Rio, our only limit is your imagination. That's Crest Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. 800-550-7535 or find us on the web, CrestRioSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with Becky.
Abraham, David, John the Baptist, and Jesus were all seeking a wilderness experience when they would flee to the desert. Join Higher Ascent for a one-day or multi-day wilderness experience where we seek God in the stillness. Visit us at higherascent.com.
She's Gone Country with Becky is proud to have as our charity team Western Wishes, making the dreams of seriously ill children and young adults who love the Western way of life to come true. Western Wishes, leaving the legacy of goodwill the cowboy way. Find out more at westernwishes.org. ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with Becky. This is your host, Becky Christensen-Phillips, and I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in tonight. With me tonight is my guest co-host, Domlin Quintana, and we have been spending the hour visiting with Sharon Camarillo, and we're just honored and blessed to have her on the show. Domlin, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm just really enjoying listening. I was muted.
I can't talk, sorry.
Yeah.
Well, we have been spending the hour, Sharon Camarillo, and Sharon and Domlin have a friendship beyond our radio show, and I'm getting the great pleasure of getting to know Sharon now, so this has just been an awesome, awesome experience for me so far. And before break, we were speaking with Sharon. Sharon was telling us, you know, about what it was she did to, you know, after she got out of college to pursue her dreams. And there are some things that she had mentioned in the first part of the interview that I wanted to just retouch on as we go into the second portion of the show. And that was that her parents taught her, her dad, she talks about her dad, and she said her dad taught her to be God-fearing, to have boundaries, to make good choices, and to get an education. And I think that those characteristics that parents instill in their kids, even from that time till future, are just so important. And I think in this generation of this fast-paced technology and social media and everything just changing in this urban culture that we're living in, that sometimes we have to strip that all away and get back to those basics and those fundamentals. And I really appreciate that she shared those tonight on the air. Domlin and I talk about it quite a bit about, you know, the kids of this generation. And what I like is that Sharon comes on the show and she shares, you know, she was a flight attendant for Delta, and then she taught and was a substitute teacher so she could get herself down the road to do what it is she truly had a passion for. And now you look here years down the road and she's doing everything her heart desires, all because she held tight to her passion. So, Sharon, what do you have to say about that? I mean, do you really feel that how do you empower people that come to your clinics and that you encounter to hold on to those traditions and those values to really pursue their dreams?
You know, Becky, it really is interesting, and I have to say the strong-willed man that you came from, the Christensen brothers, and you know, they started with very little. My father started with very little. They were a generation that we've lost that are passing away, like 800 a day. There's very few of those World War II veterans and that era men around that weren't afraid of work. And I think they instilled that in that next generation of children because we were afraid to make decisions that would, you know, unleash their wrath on us. And I think we had so much respect for them that
you know, though we didn't always do right, we certainly knew we were going to have to pay the consequences. So with that said, consequences really make a difference in a person's choices. You know, when you understand that there's going to be something to pay for a poor decision, I think it makes you a little more responsible. And a lot of that is so dependent on the individual. So where they come from in today's world, you know, 50% of our homes are divorced families. A lot of the children today are not being raised by fathers or that strong mentorship that we were raised with. At the clinics, I have such an opportunity. I've worked with about 16,000 people in the last 40 years that have come through my programs. And there's a few that come through that you just know. I mean, just in our life, Burr, I mean, Tough Cooper, when he backs in that box, you just see that inspiration, that light, that passion, and you know that he's going to get his hands on those calves, get that calf on the ground, get his hands in the air, and he's going to give it absolutely 110%. But that passion, I really don't think can be trained. Once you find a child or a person that has that passion, then it's a matter of taking them where they maybe can't go themselves, you know, good coaching, good mentoring. And I've said so many times, if I could bottle that enthusiasm, that drive, and sell it, we could make billions of dollars. But it's really hard to instill in people, young, old, male, females, wives that don't have it. You know, how do you create that up at 4:30 work ethic and staying until the job's done, not because it's 5 o'clock and we're ready to go home. So, you know, that's part of the challenges that we're facing. And just really quick, my son is a veteran of the Navy at 28, and he's a full-time student. And he's struggled with that incentive. You know, he's been up and he's been down and he's been up, but he's a full-time student. He's about 2 years away from his bachelor's degree. But he's been involved with the USC football legacy coach, John Baxter, who put together called Academic Game Plan. And it's a sports-related motivational study guide, and it's been absolutely unbelievable. I've kind of used it. Wade has been involved in it, and it's gotten him organized and motivated, and he's early to late, and he's staying with the jobs until they're finished. And so the bottom line, I think it's getting a mentor, whether it's a family member or someone from outside of the family, and just getting our kids to respect and create those desires, establish their goals, identify their goals so they know the route to stay on and who's going to help them be on that route.
I agree. What do you think, Donalyn?
I'm just, you know what, listening to you, Sharon, I need to look at your schedule. It looks like you've got so many clinics going on. Because we're starting at, well, we've actually started it, but it's a bigger project than we ever thought because it's a certification program. But it's a ranch program called The Championing You, and you are the quintessential person to speak into the lives of our kids. And I just really want to talk to you later about your schedule because I sure would like you to see if you could come out to the Chris Cox. We're shooting a two-part Chris Cox Show special on October 14th through the 17th, and you're the very person that could, I mean, it's all girls this time, all the girls, and it's just, they have so many amazing stories, but I love the idea that you speak into their lives, inspire them, and then they go out and inspire others. That ripple effect is so powerful. So,
well, if we can just pay it forward, do you know that Chris Cox is a former son-in-law?
I know that. That's why I think you just need to come out here. When's the next time you're coming to Texas?
Actually, I leave on Sunday the 31st for Texas, and I have a clinic in Tioga with a great friend from Venezuela. And then I leave there for a clinic in Wisconsin and a program with Purina, and I think I wrap those projects up about the 16th of September, so we could look at that.
All right. I love that because we're getting two camera. I mean, like not only Chris's film crew,
but I'm going to add another one because these, I just really think that having keynote speakers like you and Barb Schulte, do you know Barb?
I do. Uh-huh.
Yes, yes, people like that. We want to be able to tape the entire message that you give to speak into the lives of these kids and to edify them, but so that we've got it, everything, not just little clips. We want the whole thing. So I will talk to you later.
Well, it's amazing. Words are cheap, you know, Donalyn. You know that. You've been married to a very inspiring bull riding world champion. And there's certain ingredients that those champions have that we really can't remanufacture, you know, it's just trying to give them, get a hook into them to
That's get really
them
true.
Swim.
Do you, the way that you learned, do you think that you learned learned from Leo, watching him being that, you know, because it's a mind of a champion? Do you think you gleaned from that? I know I did with Johnny as far as perseverance and plan A and plan B and plan C. Did you take away that same thing, that champion attitude?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Leo had a fantastic work ethic. I guess my challenge was I'm a little more multifaceted, or women, I think, have an opportunity to be a little more multitasking. But,
yes.
You know, that fist and dedication and that unrelenting challenge to just be better and push themselves, you know, was unbelievable. And Leo did the entering, so he had an efficient way of getting us around. A lot of times I'd go one direction, he'd go another, and we'd meet up at some point. I'd have a team of horses for him, and Leo was absolutely probably the catalyst in helping me. You know, I'd won world championships before I met Leo, but to go that next step into professional rodeo certainly came from Leo.
But something that's very interesting about Leo and Johnny was the fact that Leo loved to watch Johnny ride, and he'd run after he'd run down and pull Johnny's rope, and then Johnny was like that was his hero, that was his rope and hero. So they really respected one another, and it was so really cute to see Leo, you know, back there pulling Johnny's rope. It was funny,
you know. Donalyn, that's something, a lesson in its own right. You know, champions are successful people regardless of the walk of life. You watch them. They're around successful people. They're around people that inspire them. They're around people that have a positive mental outlook on life. And so they choose not to let those negative people live in their mind rent-free, so to speak. You know, it's just you travel with a winner, and you know you're going to be right along with them when you go to the winner's circle or to the, you know, secretary to get your check. You travel with somebody that, you know, the glass is half full. I mean, you can barely get up on time to have breakfast.
Yeah, you're right.
Well, and, you know, as we're talking about being, you know, women being multifaceted and multitaskers, I just want to take a quick minute and share with our audience some of the great accolades that Sharon has received in her career. You know, not only was she a four-time national finals rodeo qualifier, but as we said earlier, she was the world champion in the intercollegiate level. But Sharon, you wrote many books. You've got many training DVDs Your latest book is Barrel Racing for Fun, and Fast Times is, you said, in your second printing. But along with that, your awards are so rich. I mean, you've been inducted at the National Cowboy Hall of Fame for the Women's Cowgirl Hall of Fame in 2006, and then the National Cowboy Hall of Fame recognized you, and this is what sticks out, as a recipient of the prestigious Tad Lucas Award for your ability of your multifaceted career. So, You had an award in 2005 as a top hand award. I mean, you've been recognized for the things that you've done. What would you say is one of your most memorable, treasured, you know, awards that you've received?
Becky, you know, I don't think any of us who have passions to excel in our chosen area of life really do it ever for the thought of an award. I mean, a gold buckle is certainly, you know, the kingpin in our world of professional rodeo. And when you're called from these associations like the fantastic Cowgirl Hall of Fame in Fort Worth, Texas, and you're notified, you know, by the president of that organization that you're being inducted as, you know, for your success in your industry, you know, the fact that you've been able to pay your bills and keep your credit cards paid up and take a vacation every once in a while, you know, getting an award is over and above anything that I ever thought of. I mean, I remember as a little girl admiring the Sammy Thurmans and some of the predecessors in our industry for what they did, and always wonder, how did they do that? How do they get there? How does that work? And then to be able to be inducted amongst those fantastic women inside and outside of the rodeo arena, I mean, politicians and women of substance, Sandra Day O'Connor, Reba McEntire, women that have picked themselves up off the ground and gone again, and women that you've admired so much, and then to be able to think, really, you think that I can do that? And it gives you such an empowerment, again, to be able to just go again. We all face challenges in our lives, you know, losses of family members and divorces and challenges with our children, and it's how we deal with those and how we turn things around, I think, that makes us who we are, being resilient to the challenges of life and being able to learn from those challenges and come out better on the other end.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. And, you know, what would you say, Sharon, if someone came to you who is, you know, they weren't just what I would call right out of college or graduate or you know, maybe they're later on in their life, but they have all these passions, but they feel like they just don't have enough time. What would you say to them?
Well, time's going to be a factor. There's going to be a lot of sacrifices that they have to give up, you know. So, you know, we're all raised to kind of get our education or high school, and some of us go on to college, and at that time then we make those decisions. Well, I guess it's time to get married. Oh, yeah, and I better have some children. I want four. And, you know, I'm going to buy this car or this truck on credit. And all of a sudden you become kind of a slave to credit, debt, and family who, you know, you've gotten off your path. And that's the importance of having goals. And once you have a goal, whether it's driving from California to New York, you're not going to end up in Hawaii. You have to make those strong decisions, and sometimes they're really not what you really want to do. But if they get you off your path and you're passionate enough about achieving a goal, then you're pretty tunnel vision. And it's a time of life before life takes a hold of you. You know, you don't understand really the consequences of sacrifice, but you do it because you love it. The next rodeo arena you go to is your home. You know, the next one, you know, where are we going? Let's go. How do you get there? You get the roadmap out, and you make those choices to do it. But, you know, the cold, hard facts are you have expenses out. How do we get those covered? Do we depend on sponsors? Well, sponsors want some credentials. So that's where it comes back to promoting an education where you can have a job that pays you the money that you're going to need to invest in the skills necessary, the caliber of horses necessary, the ability to get from one place to another. And, you know, one way or another, you're going to have to figure out how to fund that. So if you don't have that parental support or that family support from a husband or wherever it may come from, you know, that's what I really focus in on the young people that I work with. You know, get an education, be patient, keep your eye on the goal, figure out a way to, you know, have an income, you know, think about where you're going in life and what you want to work on. And it's tough, you know, surround yourself by talented people and never hesitate. I think one of the best lessons is don't take no personally. You know, if you're not getting the answer that you want out of the question you're asking, figure out how to re-ask it. Just don't take no for an answer and stay hang tough.
That's good. That's a good word. And I know you said that one of your main belief systems is in goal setting to organize one's life. You know, if someone, what's your first tip in goal setting? What would you tell them? Do you tell them to make a list? You know, what do you mean when you say your belief in goal setting is what helps organize one's life?
You know, I have an Ask Sharon on my website, and I get all kinds of people from all over the world that write in and ask me. Some of them are basic questions about they're having a hard time getting a horse. But some of the interesting ones are, I've got a 2-year-old half Arabian, half Connemara, and this is a really talented horse, and he really runs in the pasture, and I know that he's going to make it to the national finals. Could you give me some instruction on how I need to start it? You know, oh, my gosh, I think I laugh because that's a book. But with that confidence, you know, there's no reason to rule that person out. So I come back and say, you know, keep in mind it's a 2-year-old. Horse will probably need to be 6 or 7 before it really starts excelling and reaches maturity. And during that time, it's going to have to be mentored. It's going to have to be taught. It's going to have to be exposed. It's going to have to be corrected. And enjoy the process, because everything we do really is a process, and good, bad, or indifferent, win or lose, we're going to learn something from it if we analyze it, and don't be afraid to maybe make some changes. You know, if this isn't working, maybe that little half Canamara is not going to make that world champion barrel racer you have in mind for it, even though you love it and has a big soft brown eye and it just steps on your toe a couple of times a week. You know, you might have to get rid of him at grade, or, you know, trade around. And some horses that work really well for one person won't work for another. So it's, you know, visualizing being successful. It's writing down being successful. It's reading positive input. It's looking for that key that's going to work to get you that next step just a little closer. And if you really love that journey, you know, all of a sudden you get that phone call from the Cowgirl Hall of Fame or from the Cowboy Hall of Fame, from Mitzi Riley, to say you're being awarded the Tad Lucas Award. And the time in between where you started and where you finished is just, you know, it's just part of what we do.
The dash is all the in between. Well, and, you know, Sharon, we have about 5-6 minutes left, and we haven't got to touch on, so if we could, I'd like to touch on just a little bit. One, there were 2 highlights that you listed on your website that were just like, wow, that is pretty amazing to be able to get to do that. And that was, you were part of a command rodeo performance for President Reagan at the White House, and you also traveled with an international rodeo team to produce a rodeo in Argentina. That has to be like lifetime experiences. I mean, those are once-in-a-lifetime things. What was that like for you?
Absolutely amazing. But I think at that point when we went to the White House, number one, I said I'm going to be the first one there and the last one to leave, and to be able to walk through the White House without ropes as a tourist and to be a guest was absolutely amazing, to see the light come on out on the lawn and see the porticoes and, you know, see everyone dressed in Western clothes and hats and be right there with President Reagan and Malcolm Baldrige. I expected it. You know, it was pretty amazing. But on the other hand, I guess I expected nothing different. I've always expected to win, and it's the losses that I've dealt with the hardest, not as a bad sport, but if you're losing, you got to make some changes. So I guess I felt like I was where I was supposed to be, and being able to travel with Jim Shoulders and Howard Harris to Argentina, you know, we were in bulletproof vehicles. They were in a coup at that time, a military coup. We had armed guards, and, you know, we got off the buses and laughed and kind of pushed them out of the way and cowboyed up like, you know, how we all do. But just recently I had a chance to travel with the Association of Space Explorers, which are our world's astronauts, and we were in Saudi Arabia as guests of Prince Sultan. And
oh my gosh.
You know, I guess I'm mature enough now to just absorb every moment of these opportunities that I have. And I know I did when I was younger, absorb the White House, absorb the opportunity to be around successful people. But today, I guess I'm putting it in words and just you know, holding on to moments.
Holding on to moments. I like that statement because I think we need to do a little bit more of that to really hold on to, you know, our heritage. And, you know, that's something that I've learned is you just sometimes you just go about life and you just are who you are and you just do what you do. And you sometimes have to take a step back and be like and really recognize, wow, we have a lot of great history, and hold on to those moments and hold on to those memories because, you know, that's what keeps you going. That keeps you, I think, propelling forward to even more things, you know, more things in your life because you do hold on to those things that are special.
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes you take a deep breath and you probably think you need a Starbucks or a little caffeine. You just kind of go, and it's not so much that you're ready to sit down. It's that you're saying, what's next? You mm-hmm. know, it's just, okay, I've gotten that part of the day done. You know, what's next? And I think that's how life is. We get so busy living it that sometimes we don't take that deep breath to just look around and go, look up. You know, I love the full moon once a month because it reminds me to look up and count those beautiful moons that we see from month to month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, we have something very much in common. I love the full moon and the ocean. I love the full moon. Now, we've only got a minute left, but I just wanted to let the audience know, you know, we have 2 minutes left. We have to close. And this hour always goes so fast. People sometimes think, oh, my gosh, we're on the air for an hour. But it goes so fast because there's so much to share and there's so much history that people need to be made aware of so that they can, you know, embrace it because it's magnificent, I guess is a word I like to use. It's treasure. It is a hidden treasure. So first I just want to say thank you so much for joining with us tonight, Sharon, and taking some time away and visiting with our audience. I know that we didn't really get to touch on all the great production of equine equipment that you have, but I know that, you know, our audience, if they go to SharonCamarillo.com, you have a store there that they can look at, but I mean, saddles, you know, just in 30 seconds, can you share a little bit about the products that you make that you can find on your website?
Well, we have Barrel Racing Superstore, which are products I endorse along with products I design but admire. So we have Sherry Servi, we have some of our top barrel racers products on that store also, and it's working equipment. And we have a second entity in that called Rafter C Ranch, which has a little more lifestyle products like boots and briefcases and things that I see along the road that I use and that we offer for sale. So you can go straight to our website, Barrel Racing Superstore, or those people that have the lifestyle and the passion and want some good Western clothes or referrals to good companies, that's Rafter C Ranch.
Wonderful. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Sharon Camarillo joining us live tonight on She's Gone Country with Becky. I know she's got the 23rd annual Cowgirl Hall of Fame induction luncheon in Fort Worth coming up that she will be the MC for. So if you're in that area, be sure to, if you're attending that event, you know, visit with her. She's got so much history and so much to share and such a big heart, and we are just honored that she was able to be here tonight. So we're going to close it out with a little cowgirl logic, and we will see you next week on She's Gone Country with Becky. Have a great evening.
Good night.
Good night.
This is Crystal Lyons, and the other day I was in our local grocery store, and a little boy wanted his mama to buy him something because a favorite cartoon character was on the box. Well, it was obvious that the woman didn't have the money to get everything she needed, much less Johnny's item, and she said no and tried to go on about her business. Well, when begging didn't bring about the desired result, little Johnny began doing the fit-throwing thing. I was inwardly hoping she'd put her foot down and take control instead of allowing the kid to rule the roost, but no, she gave in and rewarded Johnny for his unacceptable behavior, reinforcing his belief that if he just gets loud enough and angry enough and obnoxious enough, he will always get what he wants in life. What a wonderful man he'll turn out to be. We in America seem to think that without any discipline whatsoever, we can become what we want to be, our children will all turn out wonderful, and our nation will always be strong. Not! Discipline has gotten such an ugly name in our society that we equate it with a lack of love. Leave discipline out, and sooner or later, whatever it is, erodes into total chaos and disorder. Whether it's a home, school, business, a nation,
Without discipline, the quality of life quickly deteriorates. We in America have gotten consumed with protecting the rights and the feelings of the lawless and the unruly to the point that it's insane. Discipline. Do we have the guts for it? For the sake of freedom and future generations, we had better embrace it again in our society, in our homes, where I can promise it will certainly get uglier. This is Crystal Lyons and Cowgirl Logic. For more, you can go to cowgirllogic.net.
I want to take a moment to just give a special thank you to our show sponsors, ImageCoach.com, Soul Sister Enterprise, the Law Office of Corrine R. Walson, and to our station sponsors, Heart4.com and 4 International, where we elevate and empower those who are overcoming adversity.